With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Work begins today in Rhinelander as part of a major Highway 8 construction project. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
Over the summer, the intersections of 17 South and County Road G with Highway 8 will go from traffic lights to roundabouts. 17 South will detour towards the Highway 47 and 8 intersection. Traffic will still be able to stay on County Road G, but will not be able to make a turn onto 8 in either direction. Michelle Goyne is the project manager with Wisconsin DOT.
So it seems like the roundabouts kind of get all the attention on this project because that is kind of the main scope of what the project is. But we are also replacing the pavement between the two roundabouts and heading towards the with 17 North intersection. So I know we've gotten a lot of complaints about, pavement condition in that area. So, rest assured that that is being addressed with this project as well.
While roundabouts tend to draw out a lot of strong opinions, there is a lot of research on their benefits. There are fewer and less severe accidents with roundabouts versus traffic signals. They tend to improve traffic flow, and they help reduce emissions and fuel consumption at intersections.
I know a lot of people don't like using them because they are something, a little different, but these are single lane roundabouts, so they're a little easier to drive than some of the multi-lane ones that people might have encountered.
Before construction on the Highway 8 pavement and roundabout starts, construction crews will be resurfacing Lincoln Street as it will be one of the main roads in the detour. Crews also need to build a temporary lane for traffic to get between Highway 17 South and Highway 8 during construction. Goyne says as long as there aren't too many weather delays, construction should wrap up in early September. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
Recovery efforts go on after more than a dozen tornadoes tore through Wisconsin Friday night, including one that did major damage in Marathon County's town of Ringle. At least 75 homes were damaged in the town of Ringle, with some being completely destroyed. Ringle Fire Chief Chris Keelman spoke after the storm.
We did have a few people trapped that were in their basements. We were able to recover them with no injuries involved. We did not haul anybody to hospital tonight.
The National Weather Service says the Ringle tornado was an EF3 on the Enhanced Fujita scale. It was estimated the Ringle tornado had wind speeds up to 145 miles an hour and was on the ground for a stretch of 13 miles. Marathon County Sheriff Chad Billups said the tornado hit Cronenwetter as well, but the bulk of the damage was in Ringle.
I feel horrible for what they're dealing with. We've met with some of the families here and their homes, and from what they've told us, their homes are a total loss. They've got a lot of cleanup here and a lot of memories, I'm sure, that they've got to work through with what happened.
A different tornado also did some damage in far southeastern Lincoln County, according to information posted by the Pine River Fire Department. That storm damaged multiple buildings in the town of Pine River. The National Weather Service confirmed that storm was an EF1 tornado. It had wind gusts up to 110 miles an hour, was on the ground for a total of 15 minutes, and spanned for a little over 4 miles. As Wisconsin cities clean up after flooding and storms, researchers say the state's climate will continue to grow warmer and wetter with more extreme weather. Those are among the findings of the latest report from the Wisconsin Initiative on Climate Change Impacts, or WICI. WPR's Daniel Kading reports as part of the Wisconsin News Collaborative.
The report found Wisconsin saw its wettest decade in history from 2010 to 2019. Steve Vavaris is co-director of WICI and the state climatologist. He told the Natural Resources Board that Wisconsin is on track to see its warmest decade on record. The report also found March has essentially shifted from a winter to a spring month in the last decade. He says residents can also expect more rapid shifts between very wet and very dry weather.
This is very much not a doom and gloom report. There's lots of things we can do and be proactive about addressing climate change.
Vavra says examples may include businesses diversifying their winter activities. Farmers can plant cover crops and loggers can shift times they harvest timber from the state's forests. Daniel Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
This story comes from the Wisconsin News Collaborative, a partnership of Wisconsin Public Media Newsrooms, including WUWM, Wisconsin Public Radio, and WXPR. Some conservation groups believe plans to move the headquarters of the Forest Service to Utah could spell disaster for forests and other public lands across the country. Mark Richardson reports.
The Trump administration calls it a common sense move to put the agency closer to the forests and communities it serves. But Diane Pataki, chief scientist with the National Wildlife Federation, believes the changes could weaken the agency's ability to protect the country's woodlands.
My biggest concern is the closure of research facilities, two-thirds of the Forest Service's research facilities all around the country. That is very, very difficult to deal with in terms of how is the Forest Service going to complete its mission without the science.
Under the new model, 15 state directors will be distributed throughout the country to oversee Forest Service operations within one or more states. Pataki says in 2019, the first Trump administration relocated the Bureau of Land Management headquarters from Washington, D.C. to Grand Junction, Colorado. She said the agency lost most of its staff in the move in what she called a major brain drain. Randy Spivak, the public lands director for the Center for Biological Diversity, says Congress must still approve the president's plan to move the headquarters and reorganize staff. She believes the move could bring more ecological damage to the nation's already climate-stressed forests.
He basically believes he can do anything and is not held to account by laws in Congress. We'll see how this plays out, but the law says he would need approval for closing and opening offices and moving and getting rid of the regional directors.
I'm Mark Richardson.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.